Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is your host, Jay Manley, the School Days Podcast. We are back. We on episode 32, right, bro?
32, I think, man. We then been in so deep, man, it's hard to tell.
In too deep, like Makai Fife.
Shout out to Kanye for fucking that one up. I was in too deep, like Makai Fife. Break that down for me, listeners.
No, you know, there's actually an actual breakdown on Rap Genius.
Yeah, they tried so hard to cover up his
trying
line.
To say it was Othello because he was too deep in the pussy.
All right, fuck out of here. That nigga was feeling that beat, and he was just going and going, and he just let it ride.
I'm wrong with my nigga Kanye. I feel like he was using a hidden metaphor that we didn't catch until damn near 7 years later.
Yeah, man. Let's get into this shit, though, man. Y'all.
Okay. As always, man, we thank all the listeners. And we're going to start things off a little fried today, man. Me and Aaron was in the middle of a conversation. And I was like, you know what? Let's go ahead and hit record and talk about this. We were talking about body counts.
Acceptable body counts.
And I'll say this. With me, I feel like once you get a certain age, so I say around like 24, 25, high school bodies start to fall off around 24, 25 to me.
No, incorrect. They never leave. Body counts will always still count. Yeah, they start to fall off as far as like, I fucked him 10 years ago. You know what I mean?
But so, the number stays the same.
But you will always be able to claim that body no matter what.
Okay. Okay.
Because you're first. You're counting that, ain't you?
But listen to this. I don't want to. Never mind.
You don't want to, but I mean, not you specifically. I'm talking about anybody's first.
All right. I feel that, but
it happened. But let's get to acceptable body counts here. Ladies.
No, but listen.
Okay.
The only thing I feel like that's more so like a nigga thing. Like, oh yeah,
That's what I was about to get into. It's different for men and women. See, the women gonna bash me like, oh, it is the same. Like, y'all can't do what we do. So I feel like our higher body counts are gonna be acceptable than women's high body counts. So, for example, there's a dude in high school. Say, let's take a senior. Let's take two seniors, a girl and a dude. Mm-hmm. To me, if she's already past three bodies by the time high school is over with, you're a whore.
No, that's negative.
Yes.
So why am I not a whore if I got three bodies in high school? Because I'm a guy?
If you got more than three bodies, I don't give a fuck, really. There's no – dudes can have whatever body count, dude.
See, that's fucked up, though.
As long as they ain't – okay, so you got your niggas that's going – fuck any and everything, raw dog style, you know what I mean? Dick skin condoms ain't wrapping up shit.
See, and that's what I'm saying.
You're going to have those. Up. Okay, so hold on. You're going to have those, and then you're going to have your ones that are, yeah, they got a high body count, maybe. Let's take the seniors, for example. Let's take the senior, the dude. Let's say he got a good seven bodies by the time he leaves high school. That's not really a lot as long as, you know, he was protective and the quality was up to par. You know what I mean? I know you can easily point out a list of seven fine girls in high school that probably ain't really around like that.
Yeah. But no, but listen, I was going to say, bro.
It's about how they do it. See, the women can do the same. They can have their acceptable bodies, but you're still not supposed to let everybody up in that.
The double standard is fucked up because a lot of times, niggas can admit to this, niggas fake like they like them, and then they really don't like them, but they end up fucking. So girls keep on falling for that same trick, and therefore, they just keep on letting niggas fuck, because they think it's the one, but it's not. So, you can't really, I don't know, I'm not calling somebody a hoe who was fucking because they thought it could have turned into something.
You have some of them, but then you have some of them that are really like,
who just out here fucking. Okay, yeah, that's a hoe.
But still, don't be stupid. Listen to what your mama told you, girl. I know, yeah, we fall and bump our heads.
You know what I'm saying? That goes only so far, though. Definitely goes only so far. I don't know. I feel like body count numbers should fall off, bro, after a certain amount of years go past, bro. Like, I'm not counting somebody I fucked when I was 16 years old, bro. I'm just not. Like, when I'm 30,
I mean, I'm bro, not, like, I'm not bragging about it every day, like, oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I hear you on that. I do hear you on that.
Yeah.
But it just depends on how hard she was going. I mean, yeah, we never know. I'm never going to know their story, though. Meeting a girl this age, I'm not going to ask you your entire history.
I'm not either. That's dead, bro. Yeah, that's dead.
But it's all, it lives in the inside. Like,
yeah. I mean, because we are grown.
Yeah, it lives in the inside. Like, them girls know how many bodies they got and if it's acceptable or not. They know. Because they know if they're a victim of the, oh, I got played, or if they just, oh, I didn't give a fuck. I was just horny. But some girls knowingly, at this age, but between age, starting at age 21, I feel like, to where you should have it all figured out, ladies. Unless you was really just that shy girl that just really ain't really no shit in the game. But the ladies that's been dating since high school and you're 21, you're still mm-hmm. falling for the same game. Mm-hmm. You got to stop letting niggas in at that point.
For real.
You fight, if you didn't got played third time's a charm. Third time's a charm. Oh, if man, you man, if man. You didn't went through that story three times, like, oh, he act like he liked me, and he, at that point, it's like, all right, you just giving it up, going in blind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my take on that, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Body counts. We need to get some females on here, man. Yeah, we need to get some females on here. We'll talk about that off air, though. That's a whole nother conversation. off in news, bro. I'm going to add something in there over the Trump shit. Dylann Roof is getting the death penalty.
Really?
Yeah, for those who don't know, Dylann Roof is the white kid who shot up that church in, was it South Carolina last year?
Yep.
Yeah, he's getting the death penalty. It was announced earlier this past week. So, about fucking time. Shit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fry his motherfucking ass.
But it's like, here you go. But it's like, that ain't going to, like, completely, you know, solve the problem. Or
oh, it's not. It's not.
Provide any real relief.
It's not, but us as black people is getting justice, bro. I feel like, because that was racially motivated. So, yeah. Fry him like a French fry.
People have different opinions in death penalty and, you know, harsh justice and all that, but hey, it is what it is, man. He did it.
If Sam Tu can get executed, then he can get his brain fried, bro. That's all I'm saying.
Death penalty, there you go.
Yeah.
Donald Trump. Go ahead.
You want it or you want me to take it?
Go ahead.
Donald Trump, man. Y'all president, man. 4-5. Made a tweet. 4-5. Yeah, he made a tweet about North Korea's is it their president? What do they have in North Korea, bro? What is it? Their general?
I don't fucking know.
I don't think it's a prime minister. It's something.
I think that's it. Might be president. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, but he made some tweet. He made a tweet about Kim Jong Un. Am I saying his name right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Kim Jong Un.
Made a tweet about him. Basically saying he doesn't know why he doesn't like him, and this and that. He's tried so hard to be his friend. And it's really funny as fuck, because it's like, wow, bro. Like, you're on a... Well, he... yeah, this is from November 11th, 2017. Excuse me. Okay, here we go. Why would Kim Jong-un insult me? Assault me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat. Oh, well, I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that will happen. Now, somebody took the pleasure. Shout out to Rice. Rice Up. He's I don't know how to say that. She tweeted it, and the caption says, "I have a Chrome extension that makes all of Trump's tweets seem like they're written in the crown. This one is just a little too real for my taste." And it's hilarious, bro. I'm gonna tag you in it. But it looks like a first creator wrote this shit. Man. But Trump, it's like I said, at this point, and I've said on the podcast before too, man, like I'm just tired of talking about this nigga like all the time or his antics.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's getting old. We already know what he's about.
Yeah, we definitely get the picture. Definitely. Man. Yeah, man. But yeah, bro, you think it's ready for us to go ahead and get the lame stamp?
Yeah. I already know. Go ahead. You know you're ready for it.
All right, well, let me go ahead and drop this segment in peace, and we'll be right back.
Whether it's making racist people mad or dumb niggas doing nigga shit in the heat, let's see which one of these dumb fucks got Aaron's lame stamp of the week. Y'all really are some dumb fucks for getting this award. I just want you to know that. So if you hear your name on this, you're a dumb fuck. You're welcome. You fucking idiot.
What's up, everybody? We are back. Lame stamp. I don't think, Aaron, did you have one this week? Or I can go ahead and...
Getting. I already know what you got.
Okay, so if you guys remember a few episodes back, I was talking about how a friend of mine, childhood friend, been knowing him forever. Both our parents are in the military, so we were around each other all the time. Like, I damn near consider you like a brother who I don't keep in touch with like I should, but I fuck with him the long way. You know what I mean? But basically, I was talking about how he made a post, basically just saying, mainly just saying how he feels that players shouldn't be processing like the way they're processing, and saying they need to shut up and they don't get paid to have their voices heard, all types of shit. Basically saying that if you want to protest, basically take that shit somewhere else. And, you know, I jumped in and I said what I had to say, saying that the protest is not against, because he was trying to make the argument, too, that the protest was disrespecting veterans and soldiers and all this and that.
Exactly.
Where, in fact, anybody who knows the protest was not anything against the military whatsoever.
Right. It's
against the way that African-Americans and minorities in general are getting treated by law enforcement in this country. And, of course, he refuses to. He refused, I should say, to hear it when we were going back and forth. But we ended up agreeing to disagree. And I'm like, okay, cool. It's whatever. But you know me on Facebook. I'm not about to bite my tongue for nobody. Not in person, not in Facebook, nowhere. If I see some bullshit, if I hear some bullshit, I'm going to address it. And then it's going to be what it is. You feel how you feel, whatever. Don't care, but you're going to hear what I got to say. So I post a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? That sheds light on racism and how it's still alive. And the biggest problem with that, people try to deflect it. They try to say the shit like, oh, well, if people keep on sharing it and people keep on shedding light on it, then it's always going to be racism. No, you're wrong. Because first off, us just acting like it doesn't exist is not helping the problem at all. People, there are some people who really legitimately, white people, and I swear on everything I love, bro. There was a black girl in my English class. I wrote a paper about, you know, racism and how cops treat black people. And it was a black girl who was reading my paper saying, like, basically editing it, saying that, like, oh, not all cops are like this. I've never experienced racism. And we were in the Avon area. So she was one of them type, you know what I mean, who probably experiences racism every day, but is too naive to even recognize it. But... it's people out there, what I'm trying to say is, there's people out there who really, truly believe that racism just doesn't exist. So I make sure that I do my part in sharing racist-ass shit so people can see, oh, yeah, racism is this. The shit is this. And I mean, people who just try so not to, you know, get that, and it just really blows my fucking mind. But to go on with the story, basically, I post a lot of pro-black shit on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it became too much because one day I was on Facebook and I was looking, and you know how you can, it basically shows when somebody, it says like add friends next to somebody's name.
Yeah. I'm looking people at, you may
like,
know.
Yeah, I'm looking at like likes on something that somebody had commented on, and I go to his name and it says add friend, and I'm like, oh. And because I just scrolled past, I didn't look out, and I thought I saw his profile picture, and I seen the add friend, and I scrolled past it real quick, and I was like, hold up, let me. Sure enough, he deleted me, bro.
Yeah, because you know you didn't delete him.
Yeah, I got deleted because Black Lives Matter listeners of Facebook. Deleted for having my opinion because he's one of those who shouldn't be kneeling during the international anthem disrespecting our country.
Manchurian candidate.
You said what?
Manchurian candidate.
I don't know what that means.
You never seen that with Denzel Washington? You need to watch it then. Listeners, if you know, if you've seen Manchurian candidate, you get the analogy. Manchurian Candidate is when he was basically brainwashed, and it was like their puppet. And
is that the one where he's like crying and he's in the army or some shit like that?
That it had you know Anthony Mackie, Papa Doc from 8 Mile.
Oh, okay.
And it had Liev Schreiber. Yeah, Black Panther. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And it had Liev.
How you went from Papa Doc to Black Panther? Ain't that far?
Swear to God, let that bitch go first. Yeah, but I mean, yeah, Manchurian Candidate, man, he's so trained in the mind that, oh, we're supposed to, you know, honor these soldiers with our lives. Yeah, you're going out fighting for our country and all that because, you know, we need some type of armed forces, obviously. But another sense is like that don't make these dudes like, okay, I'm not going to get into the little army thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and whether we should honor them or not, because yeah, they need to be honored. We all recognize that, but it's like this doesn't have anything to do with military and all that. He's trained in the mind of, oh, if you do anything towards that, if any stand towards the flag or anything is disrespecting, you know, that's what he got into when he was talking to you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know, he had his little thing about that. And then, you know, probably the post after that he seen, and he was just like, oh, this nigga here. And he just.
Yeah. He deleted me, which is fine because I haven't seen dude.
A lot of people feel away about that, though, the military shit, the flag and all that.
Yeah. Who cares?
They're trained in the mind to, you know, oh, that's bad. That, you know, that's what I mean. Like, that is the worst thing ever to disrespect the flag.
He's a fried, bro. He's a really fried.
A piece of cloth, fam.
Yeah. Land of the free. Let's go ahead and dip into music, bro. This music segment is gonna be pretty juicy. No homo. I'm shitty you missed when we talked about the rap cars last week, bro. Or 2 weeks ago, I should say.
Oh man.
Cause I feel like it would have been more in-depth if we'd had more different opinions, bro, because me, Rats, and Corey, for the most part, kind of have.
Yeah, I mean, they are more similar than you are with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like you didn't have that second, that right arm.
Yeah.
It's cool though, man. We'll do another segment on rap cars later on for y'all listeners.
That's definitely gotta come. We can go ahead and start with this Meek being sentenced to 2 to 4 years of violent probation.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Oh man, here it is. It's like Meek, dog. Meek has stood for a long time standing.
Yeah.
He was on his way top five, my top five favorites. Like Meek was top from Tony Story, dude. I fell in love with that song.
Yeah.
2011. And then it's like before you blew, fam, you've already did this. I think it was a similar sentence about 2 years when he got caught with the coke and the gun. And then yeah, that was like after Flamers 2 or before. Yeah, after Flamers 2, and then he came out and got Flamers 3, and then that's when he came out that Gangsta Grills, got signed to MMG, and then that's when he was on. He had did time before that.
Okay.
He had did time, and he's going.
Braids, right?
Yeah. He had to cut the braids, and then he came out with the fade and went hard on niggas. But it's like Meek, you had just really got your juice back.
Yeah.
You had just got your juice back. And now all of a sudden it's like I'm with Charlamagne. I don't know if you heard the Breakfast Club and I'm talking about it. Shout out to Charlamagne the God though. I agree with him though. He shouldn't have put himself in a position like you're on probation. Yeah. You don't need to put yourself in no hot boy position.
It's because of the failed drug test, right? That's why he's getting.
No, he was joyriding.
Oh really?
On the bike. Well, yeah. It's two different stances though. I think that it was for joyriding on the bike though. Some people talk about a failed drug test. I don't think it has nothing to do with that. I think it was for joyriding on the bike.
Okay.
And then it's a rumor that the judge, you know, Meek's judge, they for probation, they asked him to do like to redo a specific song, and Meek was like, nah.
Oh, the one that's from Wins and Losses.
No, no, no.
Races.
Oh. He wants to read like he wants him to remake a song. Like do a remake on a song, and Meek was like, "Nah." And the judge, you know, hard sentenced him with that hard 2 years for violating the probation. So it's like I don't know if that's true or not, but regardless, that is kind of a harsh sentence. But it's like at the same, like you know, on the same token, it's like Meek, you shouldn't even. I, me having that much money, I'm not even in the driver's seat ever. Rarely, unless I'm really on a true solo mission. I'm not about to get out. I know he like to ride the bikes and shit, man. You can rent out a track. The millions you got.
Real shit.
Now, yeah, man, he gotta sit this 2 years and it's like no music. Yeah, we gonna have your backup music and you know, they're gonna put out what they put out. But it's like, man. It's the same shit, like similar with Gucci. Like, we ain't gonna have that real fresh music.
Mm-hmm.
We need that fresh music. And we got 2 years without fresh Meek? Mm-hmm. You just got your juice back. So it's gonna be 10 times harder for him to get his juice back when he get out.
Oh, yeah.
By the time, look at the pace rap is going right now. Look at the pace, the transformation. Exactly. By 2 years, by 2 years, Meek is gonna be history, fam. I'm sorry to say, and that's one of my. That was top five. Like,
you're done.
You don't have that type of longevity as far as like being locked up. He didn't have no time for that.
Mm-hmm.
He's done. Yeah, I like to have faith in him. I like to have faith in him, but at the pace rap is going right now, it's very hard to say.
Yes, looking ugly. Before we talk about the Super Slimy and this Without Warning, man.
Yes.
I want to touch on this Fab and Jada kiss that's coming out at Black Friday. It's Freddy versus Jason.
Yes, I cannot fucking wait.
I can't wait neither, bro. Fabulous is playing a little snippet of it.
Best rapper out of New York. Sue me, fight me. Let's argue.
Fabulous is?
Let's argue.
Is the best rapper out of New York.
Yes.
So Fabulous is better than us.
Yes.
Fabulous is better than Jay-Z.
Fight me, yes.
Wow. Bro, I'm not arguing right now.
Fabulous and Jada, hell of a duo, man. It's like this mixtape was long time coming.
Yeah.
I very can't wait to see what they got. Because track for track when they be on, oh my God.
It's gonna be cold.
Bro. I was just listening to that Oil Money with Fab and Jada Kiss and Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm. This tape's gonna be cold, bro. Black Friday. Excuse me, is when it's dropping. Freddy versus Jason, man.
Yeah.
Now, this is the last part of music, but something I want to talk to you about because I have a feeling I know you're going.
Why do you have a feeling with that? What's your feeling here?
I have a feeling you're gonna say Super Slimy is better than Without Warning.
Why you say that?
Because you fuck with Thug Heavy.
So you think I'm going to just be biased about it?
Yeah, I do.
So what I'm getting for you, I got a feeling that you're going to say that 21 and them shit was better.
Yeah, I am.
And why do you feel that way?
I just feel like it was like more like it kind of banged a little bit more to me. Like, I probably myself out my head a little bit more.
You want to know something? I agree. But I'm going to listen to Super Slimy more. Here's why. Not for the simple fact that I like those two artists more.
Yeah.
Which, okay, here's, and then this is kind of, it's kind of like, it's kind of iffy though, because, all right, here's why. 21 Savage, fam. 21 fucking Savage. I can't get with the Jones. I can't get with the 21 Nosers. I can't. I ain't never been able to rock with him. Bank Account, that was the first like 21 Savage song that I really fucked with. But then that, obviously, what you know, No Heart was all right. Okay. But it's like he's so fucking basic, and then he's a part of that, you know, that new wave. Offset is too, but this is where it gets crazy. I fuck with Migos heavy though, but I've been fucking with them since 2013.
Yeah.
You know, before this new wave really kicked in, like Migos, you know, they've been putting in work from Atlanta. I've always fucked with that underground Atlanta shit. So I fucked with Migos really heavy. I fucked with them so heavy to where I like Offset over Future, but I like Thug over Future and Offset. So it's like Thug and Future or 21 and Offset. You're gonna catch me listening to Thug and Future more.
Mm-hmm.
So. And that Super Slimy is definitely slept on, if you ask me. I don't think it really got as much recognition as it should have got. It's really a good project. But so is Offsetting them shit. But the thing is, without warning, it got so much of that 21. It's like, oh my God. After like six tracks, I'd be like, all right, I got to turn this bit.
I really feel like him and Metro is a deadly-ass combo.
Metro is made his career. What do you mean? Sunny Digital really made it. All right, so here's how it happened. Sunny Digital in 21 is tight.
Okay.
And Sunny Digital introduced, you know, 21 Metro. To not only Metro, to all the little names and shit. But him and Metro just started working. And then that's when 21 blew up. So, yeah, Metro is his fucking armor, nigga. His heart out of music, like. If Metro retires, 21 is done for.
Yeah,
that's my take on that. But like, I ain't gonna stunt though. Metro, he puts in a lot of work in people's career, because a lot of them Future songs, the Future hits, Metro made. Yeah. Them Thugger hits, Metro made. Yeah. You know that Metro Boomin' once a month. That was Thug. That's Thug Metro tag. That's Future tag. You know what I mean? It's a chain, but it's like 21 though, really. You can't, if Thug and Future can survive without Metro Beats, yeah, it'd be a little different.
Mm.
It could survive without Metro Beats. Young 21 Savage has whole projects with Metro. It's like, nah, man, too much 21 for me, man. I can't, because I can't even rock with a Metro and 21 mixtape. But yeah, if I hear one of them songs in the club, Metro 21, yeah, I'm a bob my head, because you know Metro is cold with them beats.
Mm-hmm.
But on the track, man, I cannot get jiggy with it. Offset kept me going, you know. Offset, that's my nigga.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, the mixtape does overall, yeah, it does, like, you know, getting hyped to go out or some shit like that, it is the better mixtape, even though Super Shop still got my little tracks I fuck with.
Okay. You have anything else for music, bro?
Nah, man, that's it, man.
All right. On the gaming, this new Assassin's Creed is hard as fuck, bro. I fuck with it heavy.
Dog. I kept trying to tell niggas, man. My series don't die.
And I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna get the 1X tax time, but this Call of Duty, and I'm about to break down real quick on some, like, low-key gamer nerd shit. So, any of my gamers out there who have the PS4 Pro, you can tell with certain games, like, the way that they're layered and shit. Like, for instance, play, like, Horizon, play Uncharted 4, play MLB The Show, 2K Madden, any, like, recent game or game that has good visuals, play it on, like, a rendered... Play it on like a standard 1080p HD TV, PS4 Pro, or Xbox One X, and then play it on a 4K TV. you'll see on the standard version that, like, the layers of it, like, their hair, like, hella glossy and shiny because they're not really meant for the 1080p. They're meant for the 4K TV. Aaron, I know you know what I'm talking about.
I haven't hooked one of those up to a 1080p.
You got your 1X yet or not?
It's coming tomorrow, brother.
Okay, all right. You do the test tomorrow. Do you have two TVs at home or not?
I got two. No, hold on. I got a 1080p. I think, yeah, it's a 1080p. I got one of them, and then I got the 4K.
Okay, dude, you don't see what I'm talking about, bro. Like, just play, like, practice mode on Madden on, like, your regular one.
Yeah. And
play practice mode on the 4K, boy. You're going to see what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, So, yeah, bro. It looks good. It looks good on 1080p. It looks good on 4K TVs.
So you can definitely see the difference, type shit.
Yeah, it's not like a big difference. Just like the layers of it, like, look way more polished and finished on 4K. Like, you can tell when the game is, like, supposed to be, you know, meant for certain type of TVs and other different types of TVs.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's Assassin's Creed. That shit's about to be looking silly. It already looks silly without the on the slim. So
yeah,
for the X, man, I can't wait to see that, man.
Yeah.
But this new fucking Call of Duty? Oh my god. Oh, yeah, I thought I was about to say it was hard, huh? That shit's trash. Garbage. It gets a solid 4.8 out of 10 for me.
Yeah, we got your rats back on here because rats loves that shit. I haven't played an online game yet. I try to play.
I just can't get jiggy with it, man. The hitboxes is what really turns me off the most. Like, those hitboxes. If you don't know what I mean by the hitboxes, it means, like, the way you point your reticle at somebody, the accuracy of your reticle meeting that body. Mm-hmm. They'll show you, I was playing, they show with the kill cam. I was the final kill cam. Mm-hmm. And somebody sniped me. But the way it happened was, like, they reticle was, like, way off. It was nowhere near me. And they shot the sniper and it just popped me. But it wasn't like, yeah, I know the trajectory and all that, you know, the wind and all that. But it wasn't to where it would have affected it. It's the same with, like, like submachine guns and assault rifles. Like, the hitboxes is off, and then it's, like, the animations are still, like, it's just so, it's an arcade game, man. I can't get down with Call of Duty, man. Sorry. I can't get down with it. Did you play it yet?
I played campaign, and I played zombies. I mean, it's Call of Duty.
Zombies is arcade-ish, ain't it?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's...
Ain't that how you feel about zombies? It's arcade-ish, like.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying the game in general. It's another Call of Duty. I don't know, because I know Rats really fucks with it heavy, but I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's the.
Yeah, they'd be like, so this one's the best Call of Duty. What makes it the best? They all the same.
Yeah, like, it just feels like Call of Duty. Doesn't really.
The weapons, it's the weapons. Well, I ain't gonna stunt. Yeah, it's differences though. Like, they're not all the same because Black Ops 3 is on some futuristic shit, just like Advanced Warfare. Like.
Well, I'm
saying, have you ever played Black Ops 3? Yeah, gameplay wise.
Fast paced, like, arena.
Yeah, they all fast paced. Yeah. They all fast paced. That's what I couldn't get down with. It's like, hell no, nah, man. I don't see the hype. Like, okay, yeah, it's back to World War II. It's not jumping on the walls and all that, which I do see the hype on that, but it's like it's the same as World at War.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, play this. If you love Call of Duty, go ahead and fuck with it. Go ahead and, you know, do what you gotta do. But if not, I wouldn't waste my time. I only got it because I really got it.
Don't come my way with an invite.
No, yeah, that's dead. UFC 3 is announced for, was it? I don't remember the exact date, but I know the debate is coming out between the 27th and December 3rd or 4th.
Connor's still on that thing.
Connor's on the cover again. I need to get this beta code, though. I need to sign up for one so I can try it out, see what it's talking about.
Hell yeah. Yeah. UFC 3 is going to be, it's probably going to be another game that I own because I had UFC 2. I still own it. But it's like, man, I suck, man. Once you get me on that ground, it's over with. I'll expose myself right now here on the podcast. You want to beat me in UFC 2? Get me on the ground. But guess what? Odds are I probably won't play with you.
Well, how come you just don't learn the ground moves and shit?
Man, dog, I'm not the type to give up, but I'm not that much in love with the game to where I can put in hours of learning because I didn't try it. I didn't try to tell myself like 2-3 times, like, all right, I'm about to learn this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I get down with it for like a day or two. Mm-hmm. And after that day or two or three, I can't even fucking get a championship in my campaign. Because as soon as this nigga get me on the ground, he gassing my ass, beating the fuck out of me.
Damn. Yeah, you gotta learn the ground moves, bro. That makes the game so much more fun to play.
Yeah, I know, man. I used to be good with them on the old ones.
Yeah. Well, that's, UFC, that's how a lot of people feel, though. Like, the old ones made by THQ were better than what EA's making now.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. EA is the better game. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, it is the better game. But it's like, I just, I don't know. I ain't had time to really, I'm not going to put on all that time. Yeah. Not when I got all these other fucking games that I fuck with. If that was the only game I owned, I wouldn't have a choice.
Yeah. Okay. That's it for gaming. Now on to sports, man. First off, did Teddy Bridgewater play today?
No, he didn't. And okay, so you want to get into that?
What's the scoop on that?
So the scoop is, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. My boy Case Keenum came through again this Sunday and dogged them Redskins. Stephon Diggs, Anderson Cenejo. I can't never pronounce his fucking last name. But yeah, and Adam Thielen? Dogging boy. Like, the Vikings was just on point. Their offense was on point, which is more important. Like the defense, we going to show up every week.
Yeah.
We're going to show up every week. But that offense was just clicking on all cylinders. And, yeah, they gave up a fight a little bit. They showed some life. But it's like that, man, we was just clicking. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Teddy's cleared to play. He practicing and shit. But they ain't playing because, you know, Case Keenum ain't fucking up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Mike Zimmer ain't dumb. He ain't about to just, oh, Teddy, you're good to go? All right. All right, Case, go ahead and sit down. You did a good job. Like, he's not that type of coach. Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And I feel the same. Like, Case Keenum is not bad. I ain't saying he better than Teddy. But just wait. But then again, it's like I'm kind of scared because it's like we're definitely going to make the playoffs. Most likely, we at this pace, we'll get a bye if we can keep it up. Mm. But it's like I don't want to get to that point where it gets too late to sub Teddy in. Like, Case Keenum get the fucking up late in the season or when the playoffs start. Like, that'd be really ugly. Like, if the playoffs start, then they decide, oh, it's time to bench him. Like, at that point, it probably wouldn't even matter. Teddy, they'll announce, like, if Teddy's already going to be on the bench officially at that point, though. We'll see what route they go in, though. I just love the season we having. But how do you feel, man? How do you feel about your season?
Dead ass, bro. You mean, be honest with you?
Yeah.
If y'all don't know, diehard Dallas Cowboy here talking to you. I'm not like feeling the way like I used to be shitty watching the games, bro. Like today's game I watched, bro.
Oh my god, it got
fried because we were playing good as fuck the first quarter, bro. Really, the first half,
right?
And then the second half, like, niggas just forgot how to play football. I don't know what the fuck happened. We got some injuries too, but still,
Jesus,
I feel like this is just a season for us to grow, bro. We gotta.
No, I don't want to hear that shit. Here's why: to grow, you already didn't grow. Like, y'all made it so far last year.
We had a different team.
I don't want to hear that season to grow because y'all not. You're basically conceded. Hold on, you're basically conceding and saying we're rebuilding. That's basically, in other words,
we're not winning the Super Bowl. If you don't win the Super Bowl,
you're a rebuilding team?
Look,
no,
there's no
29 rebuilding teams.
Bro, they're not ready. I'm being honest with you, bro. I'm not about to be biased as fuck. I'm being honest. The Cowboys aren't ready to win the Super Bowl right now.
Okay, that's cool to admit that. But don't say you're rebuilding. I don't want to hear that.
Look at their secondary, bro. Damn near almost everybody's out of a rookie or fucking first.
You're
or
missing some pieces. You're already a y'all came in a playoff contending team. That's not a
team. They're not a Super Bowl contending team. We need to rebuild the defense. Yes, it is, bro. We need to rebuild the fucking defense. Because you got to think, what's his name? Lawrence's contract year.
You want to know what makes it 10 times
worse? If Lawrence don't resign, then we're really going to be on some rebuilding shit.
You want to know what makes it 10 times worse?
What?
Zeke's suspension is about to go into effect.
Yeah, he didn't play today, I don't think.
So it already went into effect. Yeah. So they're really butt-fucked.
He's out for the rest of the season, damn near.
I think they said he'd come back, like, if they make the playoffs, the first game of the playoffs or something like that.
Yeah, wild card, yep.
And at this rate, man, like, god damn, they got their ass beat.
5-4. Let me see, I play the Seahawks.
But did you see, y'all Colts fans, oh my god, did you see that game?
Did the Colts lose?
Yes, dude.
How did they blow that?
Dude. Jacoby Brissett was fucking them up. They wide receivers, Moncrief, they was fucking the Steelers up. I'm like, wow, Steelers is really, because I'm not a fan of the Steelers, but I like, you know, Antonio Brown. That's my favorite receiver. So, you know, I fuck with the Steelers in some kind of way, but it's like, I mean,
yeah.
I was like, wow, Steelers is really blowing shit, and. Man, these niggas came back on the Colts, man. The Colts blew it. And then they drove down to Big Ben and them drove down the field on their ass at the end and, you know, field goal, it was game over.
Wow. Yeah, that's fried, bro. Cause niggas is on social media talking cash shit. And Colts is feeling themselves.
Yeah, man, the Colts. I don't get it, man. You know, I can't relate to y'all right now. So, you know,
yeah, Colts fans are funny, bro. Like I really have Colts fans be trying to argue me. I'm not gonna even get into it, bro.
Yeah.
Did you watch this? You don't really watch college football like that, do you?
Not entirely. I've been meaning to get back into it.
Did you see the U in Notre Dame?
No,
I didn't. Beat the fuck out of Notre Dame.
For real?
Yes.
And they're not supposed to be good this year, are they?
He was like number 7 right now in the country. Notre Dame was number 3 when they played.
But how did they sneak in there like that?
Bro, the U is undefeated, I think. They've been beating ass this year. Their defense is deadly.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, I want to get the final score for y'all. But it's funny because I've seen so many people here talking that shit. Notre Dame is going to beat Miami, blah, blah, blah. This and that. Okay. Let's see how that ended up. Like, it was bad. I was watching the game, bro. It was like turnover. It was like playing Madden on easy mode, bro. Just turnover after turnover after turnover. Like, it was crazy.
That's how them college football games be. That's why, I mean, at one point when I was younger, you know, in the Reggie Bush, you know, Lindale White days, I was like, college football more lit than NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I, you know, for the sake of time, I kind of grew out of it. Unfortunately, I can't really find too much time to get into the college football.
Mm. Yeah, bro, Miami beat them 8-41. Now Miami's number 2 in the country.
Wow, they're number 2 now?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, so Miami's gonna be in the college football playoff more than likely. They can win out the rest of their season and. Win the conference championship. And that'd be a sight to see them play against Bama or somebody. Like,
hell yeah. Nice.
Man. See, what else we got for sports? Oh, yeah. Okay, so. Kristaps Porzingis and the Greek Freak have been showing out this season, bro.
Two new. I can officially welcome them into the elite group. Well, I already seen elite? It coming for Kristaps. Yeah, elite.
I think the Greek Freak's elite. I don't know about Kristaps yet.
Kristaps is coming, fam. I called that out from draft. Yeah. I said he's going to be a problem. Yeah. Greek Freak, I ain't going to lie. My homie caught that out. His, like, before his rookie year, he was like, I'm telling you, he was showing highlights and all that. I'm like, yeah, he cold and all that, but he can't really shoot like that. Mm-hmm. And Greek is, oh my God. Like, I'm already, you know, they already pissed me off with the LeBron comparisons, but, you know, he is nasty though.
Yeah. I like the fact that he's 7 foot and doing that. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's like Kristaps though. I told boys he was coming a minute ago. We could definitely officially say he's the face of the New York Knicks.
Oh yeah.
It's just, you know, Carmelo cut out, and they had the little hope with, you know, the Derrick Rose, Courtney Lee, Carmelo, Kristaps. Like, there was no excuse for that team. You know, it was a terrible bench.
It was so much going on in the front office.
But, shit too. No, Kristaps didn't develop. Yeah, it was a lot of front office problems. Kristaps didn't develop well. But, you know, he has a fresh start, but he got a lot of years on him. He just has to, you know, in this day and age, you got to get your team fast.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a free agency destination again because Kristaps is there. So hopefully he get another piece. I mean, obviously it's New York too, so it's definitely a free agency. It's free agency bait. So hopefully he get another piece in the next year or two, and they can be competitive. Because the East needs something, and Kristaps is another. You know, these teams is falling out. Like the Bulls, look at the Bulls, dead. The Bucks are just now getting life. Like they're saving the East a little bit, but the Raptors, they damn near dead now. Like I fear no Raptors coming out of in the playoffs. I fear none of that. Pacers dead. They just got dismantled in the offseason. Paul George left. Jeff left.
They're actually not playing bad for the roster.
Just look at the. I'm talking about longevity. They're young though, bro.
So longevity, they're low key good. If you think about it, is they're really young.
Talking about longevity as far as season length, going deep into the season. Oh, you don't see no Pacers, nothing. Who else is in it?
Bro. We'll see.
Hornets been dead. You know what I mean? Like, these teams in the East is so weak. We need some life. I need LeBron to get it. Everybody's on our head about the Cleveland shit. Yeah, Cleveland's doing bad. But everybody knows we're still going to drive our way through the playoffs every year. Like, it always go down. Same results. Sweep. Okay, a little bit of struggle. Sweep. Okay, finals time. It's going to be the same deal. The Bucks. Yeah, they looking scary. Okay, Boston. Mind you, they did just win their 12th straight game tonight. So they are. Yeah, Boston's on fire, but they don't have enough playoff firepower. They might be the team again like last year to give us that little, not a little scare because I still wasn't scared last year, but to give us that little. Oh, okay, they can do a little something. You know, make them
look. With Cleveland, Isaiah Thomas is coming back in January. So
exactly, like come on now, so. I'm just saying, like, Kristaps, I want to see the Knicks be competitive in the next year or two. Kristaps need to get that help, man. Yeah. Greek Freak, the Bucks is they like a piece or two away from actually being a championship contender. They're a piece or two away. They ain't really got it like that still to compete with LeBron and them. But they're a piece or two away to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to see how the rest of the season plays out.
I swear to God. And then Dwayne Wade, oh man, that's a whole nother segment. We need a special segment for. I'm sorry, Abe, man. I have to do it, man. Need a segment for your boy.
We're going to say that for when Abe comes on the show.
Man, because that's shit.
Funny. That's funny as fuck.
All right, keep going.
Now, to end the podcast off, man, we're going to talk about this LiAngelo Ball, UCLA teammates. Caught stealing in China, man.
Yeah.
It's fried because it's like, LiAngelo, your brother has his own shoe. Y'all family owns $1 million.
Yeah, this is nothing new. This is nothing new to anybody. Everybody knows his deal. So it's like, you're stupid, nigga.
Yeah.
And then the other dude is just like, y'all still, at the end of the day, LaMelo, fucking John, whoever the fuck, whatever niggas was with him, it don't matter because y'all college students, y'all out on a trip to China. Playing basketball, You have no worries. Why are you still in clothes? Like, obviously, yeah. I ain't gonna say you have no worries because I ain't gonna say it's just, life is just stress free with them. But why are you still in clothes, fam? Like, I imagine y'all good. Definitely you, LiAngelo. Definitely yeah. him.
LiAngelo don't even have to hoop if you don't want to. Like, being
he's definitely good. Yeah. But I mean, the other two gentlemen, I imagine like they're still some type of fortunate.
Yeah.
Why are y'all still in? You know what I mean, come on now. I just never get that. You're risking your future for that.
Yes. It don't make sense. I wonder if it was like a dare, if it was like a hazing thing.
And you know, like it's a prison sentence penalty, like a 2 year. I think they're facing like 2-3 years or some shit like that. Yeah. For the laws in China.
Or some dumb shit. That's crazy. It's got to be embarrassing too, for real, for real.
Hell yeah, that's embarrassing, fam.
Family and shit.
Hell yeah. Yo, people, like, not the fans and all that, because, you know, LiAngelo Ball's not the most famous nigga in the world, you know, but, like, the people that really know him, they will always look at that. Like, the people that really, imagine your brother is in the league and shit like that. So motherfuckers really know you and shit. When you get into some shit like that, it's like, the nigga I went to high school with, Jalen Manley, yeah. That dumbass nigga, I remember he stole that. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a, from a moment to where, I bet you he like, you know, where he came from, he probably got a lot of dick riders and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
They probably like, dog, you stupid. You know, they ain't nobody looking up to you no more, man.
Yeah, I don't get how you can be in his position or situation and actually fall through with doing some dumb shit like that. Like, that's really, really, really ridiculous.
That just goes to show that regardless of what position you're in, it doesn't make you solid or anything. That makes you, like, you can still be lame in the greatest positions. That's lame.
I think that's it, bro. Back episode 32.
Yeah, we hit it for y'all.
Fuck, we started out with a bang, man. I was gonna say too, bro. You know, I've been talking to a few like ladies who, you know, like listen to or want to get into listening to the podcast, and they just don't want to come into a thing where it's just like all dude it out. So I kind of feel like how we started out the conversation talking about body counts and shit. I feel like that was like a good step forward because I feel like that's something that like everybody can listen to and actually enjoy listening to and get some insight on. So we're going to start trying to, like, mix it up a little bit more, the podcast, shit like that. So, y'all stay tuned for that. But other than that, man, you want to drop your socials?
Juan Hancho on the socials. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. Snapchat. WON_HUNCHO. Follow me.
Twitter, Facebook page for the podcast, School Days Podcast. Just type that in. Twitter, School Days 92, and Instagram is School Days Podcast 92. Other than that, man, I think that's it. Episode 32.
Yeah, man.
And we're going to keep on trying to do weekly, too. I know we've been doing every other week and shit on some dumb shit, but. No, shit happens. So, we'll see y'all next week. Y'all be safe.
Outro.
Yep.